Can you tell me about yourself?
Right. Well, I was born in Liverpool in 1956. So I'm nearly 50 years old. And I was born into a family that was a what we used to call a skilled working class family. And basically, there was no expectation I'd have much of an education. So I stayed in school till I was about 15. Mm-hmm. And then I left school, which everybody did then, unless you went to what was called a grammar school. So I didn't have a particularly exciting childhood. I guess it was just like everybody else's. I love Liverpool. I'm a real Scouser at heart, what we call a Scouser. But I have a lot of mixture in my family as well, Irish and so on in my background. And when I got to 15, I left and went to work in a factory, which is what everybody else more or less did then, unless you were deemed to be very bright and intelligent. But it was very common then for working class children to go to work, partly because you needed to, and you needed to help the family income. That was very important. So I did that, and I got very involved in my trade union at a very young age. I was actually a shop steward when I was about 18, which was very probably the youngest in Britain. It was unusual. And it was through my trade union that I decided I wanted to go back into education. I don't know why. I was very involved politically. I was very involved in environmental issues, actually. But what I was really concerned about was this feeling that why didn't I have the sort of education and life experiences and other people like me that the rich had? And it was very crude, and as simple as that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got involved in my trade union. And it was through my trade union that I went to a college and spent 2 years learning how to be a student, really. And it was wonderful because for the first time in my life, I had the opportunity to sit and read and to write, and I'd never really written much before. And it was exactly the right thing for me to do. So I did politics and English. And then I went on to university and really got involved in that and developed a really passionate commitment for adult education, because it seemed to me, I mean, there's an old saying, knowledge is power. And I really profoundly believe that. And it was through learning that I just got very involved in understanding how the world worked, like we all do in different ways. And then I went on and did higher degrees and ended up working at the university, well, a number of different universities. And that's where I got to. I left last year and I've gone freelance, but I'm still working very largely in the adult education and trade union areas.